Good day everyone, my name is Reinaldo Graziani, I am Italian and I believe that my homeland is where people fight for the idea. Together with many other Italian friends of Professor Dugin, I am engaged in the dissemination of the multipolar vision and above all in the defense of the orthodoxy of the multipolar vision of Alexander Dugin. Our commitment to convey a correct vision of the multipolar theory is also manifested through art. Before and beyond the world, art is a universal language. Over time, art has become a language for communicating with others, but initially it served to know reality through representation. In fact, art perceives reality and through its interpretation transforms it into an idea. Art is a language that starts from the heart, and is directed to others' hearts. Today we can confirm that the multipolar theory is a keystone of epochal change we are experiencing. Today we can also say that multipolarity is certainly a revolutionary idea. When we use the term revolution, it's important to know its only real meaning. The term revolution, from the Latin revolvere, means to restore a previously established order. If we wanted to disseminate the multipolar thought, it's very important to defend and nurture the orthodoxy of theory of the multipolar world expressed by Professor Dugin. This topic is of great strategic importance. This is a fundamental issue if we want to achieve a real and lasting victory over the unipolar world, but even more over the nonpolar worldview that represents the main enemy of the culture war we are fighting. The nonpolar worldview, conceived as a transformation and overcoming of the unipolar or multilateral vision, is in full swing. Today, this is the real and most dangerous antagonist of the multipolar world. The advent of this nonpolar vision was announced by Professor Dugin more than a decade ago, not as a possibility, but as an imminent certainty in the culture war we are fighting. The culture war is divided into three phases. The first two phases are asymmetrical. Asymmetry is determined by an unbalanced relationship between the opposing forces. In the first phase of the culture war, the power, the mainstream, prevents a new and dangerous idea from manifesting itself. That is, from coming to light over the longest possible period of time. The unique thought, the dominant thought, imprison it in a jail and try to silence it in every way. In the second phase of the culture war, after acknowledging that this idea, our idea, has nevertheless managed to escape from the prison of demonization and the ridicule begin. It is an attempt at discrediting with no holds barred. When this period also ends without having obtained the desired results, the third phase of battle begins. The third phase of the culture war is finally symmetrical. but victory is a sting along the way of the third phase of the culture war is the most insidious. The purpose of our enemy in this last phase is to contaminate an idea that is proving to be successful. The enemy tries to deprive the idea of its original strength. Power seeks to manipulate it and separate it from its creator and from the thinking labs that have nurtured, protected and spread it. Apparently, it seems that a part of the ruling power, still dominant, albeit in obvious difficulty, has accepted a confrontation. Instead, the power has simply changed the strategy to neutralize the idea. The history of those great social transformations called the revolution offer us many examples in this regard. This third phase is the most difficult to overcome. Here, the principle of orthodoxy of thought is of vital importance. Without the integral forces of orthodoxy of thought, defeat is certain. Therefore, my intervention wants to invite the reflection on what countermeasures are necessary to win this further battle. I have identified two guidelines for an effective operational practice. The first guideline focuses on providing a clear picture, a deep analysis of how the multipolar theory has been understood or perceived at a different geographical and cultural latitude and longitude, both by those who declare themselves in favor and by those who think they are against. This task is accomplished through a documentary work that involves dialogue with various anthropists, analysts, geopolitical scholar, political philosopher, journalist, large company executives, clergymen, influencer and even politicians. It is important to carry on this research work by involving everyone. As I said before, both those who are in favor and those who are against. It is necessary to ask everyone what the multipolar vision is and why they are for or against it. This work must be translated into a documentary film to be disseminated. The second guideline focuses on using all artistic disciplines, both classical and innovative ones, to spread the multipolar thinking. Our research on the possibility of raising the consciousness of Westerners has confirmed that 95% of people between the ages of 25 and 40 no longer have critical skills. It is a mass of living beings that can no longer be recovered without a critical conscience and therefore homologated to the unique thought and reduced to the figure of terminals of a terminal. Much more interesting is the data concerning the age ranging from 5 to 20 years. In this age group, it is absolutely possible to intervene successfully. Our efforts in popularizing multipolar thinking will target all age group, but it's very important to especially focus our attention and the greatest investment of mental energy and economic resources to the adolescent group. Thus, also for this reason, an experimental cultural laboratory started on and took shape in Italy to study a new form of communication of the myth, the ritual and the symbol as elements of formation and formation of the individual to bring him closer to an ultra physical dimension. Thank you for attention, and I'm very sorry for my English. Thanks, sir.